Well, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks Best Source. Time now for your morning update for Thursday, May 6th, brought to you by Raptor PCS in the Grand Cities Mall, the very best place to take your computer. Raptor PCS with a full range of computer services at affordable rates, computer builds, virus removal, hardware repairs. Place to go if you're looking to buy a new laptop, too. You know, Raptor PCS, they'll come to your house, they'll pick your computer up, or you can stop by at the loading zone in front of Rumors. They keep hauling in the awards. Top-rated local businesses, like the last 3-4 years. Bring your computer in, mention this ad, they'll give you 15% off any computer service, too. Man, I told you, that's the best place to take your computer. Hands down, check them out at RaptorPCS.com or call 701-772-7626, Raptor PCS, right here in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, the National Weather Service has issued a fire weather watch for today, covering central, northeast, northwest, and western Minnesota. Now, this alert means critical fire weather conditions, including gusty winds, low humidity, are forecast to occur. Now, any fires that develop will likely spread rapidly. Outdoor burning is discouraged. Please stay tuned to possible forecasts and alert updates, including red flag warnings. Here, look for partly sunny and windy conditions. Our high today should be right around 62 degrees. North Dakota Department of Health yesterday morning confirming 173 new cases of COVID-19 in the state during testing on the 4th, brings the total positive since testing began to 108,081. Now, the number of currently active COVID-19 cases in the state stands at 990 as of May 4th. That's up 24 cases from the 3rd. Of the new positives, 34 in Burleigh County, 30 in Cass, 6 were in Grand Forks County. And this COVID-19 update was brought to you by Pure Mist. Well, ahead of an expected announcement this week by Governor Walz loosening Minnesota's COVID restrictions, Representative Deb Keel of Crookston is calling for transparent and concrete dates and or metrics for the end of the peacetime emergency. Just this week, Florida lifted all remaining COVID restrictions, and governors in Democratic states like New York and California have established target dates for the lifting of the capacity limits and other COVID restrictions. Other deep blue states like Connecticut lifted capacity limits starting as far back as March. Now, Minnesota families and businesses have been kept in limbo for far too long, waiting for the governor to unilaterally decide how the state should move forward, said Keel. Well, you know, every day is a great day at Southtown Poorhouse. Get half-price apps and taps every day from 4 to 6:30. Thursdays are even better with Thursday night steak night. New stuff now, 12-ounce New York strip, side of loaded mashed potatoes for just $13 from 5 to 9. Add a side salad for another $2 and $3 pounders on Thursdays to wash it down. Wow. And make sure to check out the Southtown Poorhouse events page to find out when your favorite band is playing live. Tomorrow night, it is Sushi Roll. How about that? Every day is a great day at Southtown Poorhouse, 2015 Library Circle, right here in Grand Forks. Well, after unemployment numbers spiked during the pandemic, job service representatives said they're finally seeing rates return to the pre-pandemic levels in North Dakota. Unemployment numbers usually dwindle slightly when the spring begins, but this year was different as people head back to work following the new normal. Our numbers of claims are down dramatically since a year ago when the pandemic started. They're almost at pre-pandemic levels, said North Dakota Job Service Communications Officer Sarah Arntzen. Job Service is able to continue giving benefits out as soon as a claim is made, thanks to federal funds. But they said they're getting a manageable amount of claims compared to the huge influx they received at the beginning of the pandemic. Well, North Dakota's deer season is set, and more licenses will be available for hunters this year. Game and Fish Department says 72,000 licenses will be available, which is 3,150 more than last year. North Dakota's 2021 deer gun season opens November 5th at noon, continues through November 21st. Hunters can apply online now. The deadline to apply is June 2nd. And finally, in sports, in the NBA, Memphis Grizzlies beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 138-132. Vegas Golden Knights over the Minnesota Wild in the NHL 3-2 again in overtime last night. And in Major League Baseball, the Twins lose again to the Rangers 3-1. They play again this afternoon. Things happening today. Girls High School Tennis, Fargo South, the Grand Forks Red River. Grand Forks Central travels to West Fargo Cheyenne. And a girls high school softball, it's Grand Forks Central versus Grand Forks Red River. Going to be a big one, and that's at 4:30. Well, there you go. That is your morning update with special thanks to Dusso Photography. You know, you can get personalized graduation cards that even use your own pictures. Just go to his website and click on greeting cards. Maybe you want professional pictures. Duso Photography will do a mini session for $75. They'll provide you with three digital retouched pictures. Now, when you order your cards, he'll give you a $25 credit towards your card order. Don't wait. Set up your photography session today. 218-230-4325 or go to DusoPhoto.com. Senior class of 2022. Hey, it's not too early to start thinking about your senior pictures. Maybe you got kids playing baseball or soccer this summer. Hook up with a couple other parents, and then that way the cost per family is very affordable. Get professional pictures of your children and the sports they love. 218-230-4325, Duso Photography. Go to DusoPhoto.com. Well, later today on Dirty Thursday, we talk with Brad Sang and Darren Ebelbold from River City Speedway about getting things started at the legendary world-famous bull ring tomorrow night. Make sure you like, share, tag, and follow us, and hit that notification bell, too. We all know Grand Forks is an awesome little place. Well, Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.